I would say definitely my speed kind of separates myself from other players, but other than my speed, I would say my footwork at the line of scrimmage and my ability to be able to mirror receivers and kind of stay in the hip pocket of the receiver.
Denzel, you made the decision not to play in Macomba. What went into that decision? What was that process like for you?
Yeah, it was definitely a difficult decision. It was many conversations with the coaches of what I was going to do or whatever. But at the end of the day, it was my overall decision to sit out the Cotton Bowl. It was really just a not-risk injury. Yeah, I was very conflicted on it, but I didn't tell them the last day, like the day of, but I was conflicted on it, and that was. Yes, I was practicing and helping the young corners still try to develop them as players as well. Like I said, it was very difficult. It's not that I didn't want to play the game; I wanted to play, but it was hard. But I'm glad we got the win, though. I was on the sideline. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I don't think that they're holding it against me. They just want to hear my thoughts of why I did sit out the bowl game.
What have they said to you? Appreciate your decision,
They didn't speak much about it or give their opinion. They kind of just asked me about why did I sit out the bowl game, and they wanted to hear my thoughts. And then after I told them that, they kind of went on to the next question.
And seeing guys like Leonard Fournette, Christian McCaffrey, and Chris
Yeah, a little bit, but like I said, I was conflicted from the decision. It was many conversations with my coaches, and at the end of the day, that was my decision. So, say that again. Yes, sir.
With Ohio State coming out with multiple corners being first rounders, how do you feel like you buy to that group, and what do you bring to the NFL from Ohio State?
Yeah, I definitely feel like I want to uphold the tradition of being that next guy to come out of Ohio State and be a first-round draft pick and produce in the league.
You're the first Ohio State corner, who will be the first. You're the first Ohio State carry on last year. What are your impressions of playing with them and get some bad luck this season? So people get the kind of show data below what kind of player he is to you, what kind of player is he?
Garyon's a great player. Garyon got so much versatility, speed, able to play the nickel, play the corner position. Garyon's just a great player. He's definitely going to produce once he gets healthy. To be honest, I feel like I'm a very versatile player, so I feel like I can play man or zone. So really, any team that gets me, I feel like I kind of adapt to whatever they need me to do.
Did you have an instance in college where maybe you were a versatile player, but this one particular game, Coach Meyer had put you on one specific receiver to take him out of the game?
During the season, they kind of had me playing the boundary because it's the shorter side of the field, so that's what the coaches had me doing. Yeah, like I said earlier, I'm very excited. That's what kind of led to my reasoning of leaving early. I wanted to kind of uphold that tradition of being that next guy to be a first-round draft pick from Ohio State. It's definitely a blessing. It's definitely a blessing to be called that by many scouts or whoever named me that, but I'm just coming out here to compete. I would say definitely my speed and my versatility. But other than that, I also say special teams. I have a lot of passion for playing special teams.
I know you're pledging your vertical jump to the foundation in honor of your dad. Mm-hmm. How important was that for you to find a way for you to honor?
It was very important. My dad was my role model in my life and somebody I really looked up to. It was very difficult when my dad passed away. So I wanted to do something in honor of my dad just because I know he would enjoy seeing me here. And competing. I would say to always be honest with whoever you come in contact with. Well, they kind of asked me that question. What do I think I need to improve on? And I would say definitely locating the ball, tracking the football, and getting my head around. I I kind of didn't watch the NFL as much, but, I mean, I'm a fan of all the teams, really. Well, I think that they're going to be good soon, so, I mean. I would embrace going to any team. I'm very blessed to be in the position that I'm in, and I would enjoy going to any team and playing anywhere. Yes, sir. Fast, very fast. No number. We'll see tomorrow. Yeah, I feel Ohio State definitely trained me for moments like this. And so I'm just going to get there and just do what I do, what I've been training. My adrenaline's probably going to be going, so I'm looking forward to running. Yes.
How much did being a part of Ohio State, having that Ohio State football family around you, help you through that time when you
wanted to come? Ohio State was very supportive. Like Coach Meyer and Coach Combs, times that I were down or it just like they could notice when something was kind of wrong with me and my brothers there, I would go in and talk to Coach Meyer and Coach Combs and they just helped me get through times like that, very difficult times then. Coach Combs is a great coach, but I would say definitely outside of him coaching me on the field, I would say Coach Combs is kind of like a father figure. Coach Combs impacted my life in so many ways outside of football, and I just have so much love and respect for that man.
What's your advice be to maybe guys like David and Kendall Sheffield who are coming back and have to make a transition to a new quarterback?
Yeah, I would say definitely just trust the process and trust Coach Meyer. Like, I know they do, so just trust the process is what I'll tell them. It's been exciting. I've been enjoying meeting with the teams and just going through this whole preparation. Like I said, it's been a long dream of mine that I'm enjoying. I'm actually here. Say that again. Yes, sir. Yeah, I would definitely say preparation. Like Coach Shiano, he used to always say, we're trying to get as many interceptions and takeaways during practice, and that would definitely translate over into the game.
What's your mindset when you're lined up against the top receiver?
Oh, well, I definitely feel like I'm the best player on the field, and I take pride in being on the island and competing with that receiver. It's just definitely Coach Meyer and just the way that he trains us and Coach Mick as well, how they train us in the weight room. It's just exciting to be there. I'm glad I'm here. I would have to say Damon Arnett, Kendall Sheffield, Jeffrey Okuda, all those guys are going to be first round. On Damon Arnett and Kendall Sheffield, he's a very fast player. He's just as fast as I am. And then Damon Arnett, he's a very physical corner. I just wanted to put it to the vertical leap jump. That was just my decision and what I wanted to do. No, I definitely said the 40 is my best drill. Fast. Just fast. We'll see you tomorrow. It's been very well. I believe I'm leading, and all the guys at the combine and money raised for the fundraiser. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. High. I plan to jump very high.
Who wins race, you or Kendall Sheffield?
Me. He's fast, though. He's right there. He's right there on me. With my workout, I just want them to see my passion for the game and see that I just love to go out there and compete. In interviews, just kind of getting my story out there. And listening to you guys, answering you guys' questions. Yes, sir. Oh, I was 5'11". I believe that kind of measured. I think they measured me at 5'10", though. But I say 5'11", though. 184. I would say I definitely kind of surprised some people with my bench press today. Tomorrow, For the 40, I feel I'm just going to, because people, I think people already kind of know that I'm kind of fast. They just don't know exactly how fast, and that's what I plan to show tomorrow. Yeah, really, I'm really a humble kid, but I'm also very confident in who I am as a man and as a player. I'm still kind of knowing now, like it's coming to a reality. I'm just kind of enjoying just being here and just going with the flow of things and following the process.
Any of those former guys in particular, any of them particularly helpful to you as you go through this process?
Yeah, they all have been helpful. Like we have a group message, so I talk to all of them. Like Bradley Roby, he reached out to me. I talked to him about the process. I talked to Gary, Marshawn, Eli. I talked to all those guys. Like I said, just trust the process, like I said before. They said the questions. I haven't really got asked too many crazy questions like I heard in the past, though. So. Team questions. No, not yet, not yet. Yeah, BIA was a tradition that we're kind of trying to uphold at Ohio State. It means best in America. Say that again. Coach Combs. It was very crazy. I was just on Twitter just scrolling, and then I seen it. I kind of didn't believe it. Then I just started researching it more and stuff like that. Then I didn't ask him about it. Then he ended up calling me the next day and just telling me that he's heading to Tennessee. And I was happy for him. I'm happy for Coach Combs. Hey, if he did, I wouldn't mind it. Definitely talking to the GMs and coaches. It's definitely a new experience that I didn't expect at all.
What do you want these teams to know about Denzel Ward?
As a person, like I said earlier, that I'm a very humble kid, but though I'm humble, I'm very confident in who I am as a man and as a player. Say that again.
Where do you get that?
Just preparation, I'll say, and going through the process at Ohio State and just the way my family raised me, just to be a very confident man. I would definitely say the Maryland game, even though I was only in there for like five plays because they ejected me for the hit I made. But, I mean, things happen, but that's the game I would say.
How'd you feel about that hit?
I feel it was a great hit that wasn't targeting. I thought it was clean. I was not aiming for his head or anything. I kind of tried to get my head out the way so I wouldn't hit his head. But, I mean, things happen. So, yeah, people tell me that all the time. Some people call me Denzel Hurt My Feelings War. I just laugh. It's funny. Mark Andrews, my sophomore season. Yeah, that was a great game, too. What's kind of special about that game, too, that day was my dad's birthday. So that was kind of – I kind of had a lot of – like it was hard for me that game. So I kind of made that game in honor of him. I don't really see size as being a factor to me. Like, it doesn't really matter to me how big you are, how small you are. Like, once we get on the football field, let's just play ball.
With everything going through with your father and your whole experience to now, when your name is called first rounder, Denzel Ward, what's going through your head? What is that moment?
Yeah, it's just going to be exciting. Like, I'm going to just enjoy just seeing the smiles on my mom's face and my brother and just my family. I just know my dad's going to be looking down, smiling. Like, I know he wish he could have been here. It's exciting. It's crazy. Like I said, I just want to be that next guy coming out of Ohio State to leave early and be that next first-round draft pick to produce in the league.
What do you think your dad's advice would be for you going into tomorrow?
I would say probably stay humble through it all. Like, don't let the money or the fame or glory change you.
Thanks, Denzel.
Thank you.